while it's going after the bank accounts of independent media. Yeah, man. This is coming from TabbySubstack.com. I think it's Tybee, T-A-I-B-B-I, Substack.com. Says here, PayPal seizing bank accounts of independent media. In the last week or so, the online payment platform PayPal, without explanation, suspended the accounts of a series of individual journalists and media outlets, including the well-known alt sites Consortium News and Mint Press. Each received a variation of the following message. Unlike many on the list, says here, Consortium editor Joe Loria succeeded in reaching a human being at the company in search of details about the frozen or held funds referenced in the note. It says the PayPal rep told him that if the company decided there was a violation after a half year review period, then it is possible PayPal would keep the 9,000 plus remaining in consortiums. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Keep it in their account as damages. Says, quote, this is from Loria, says, a secretive process in which they could award themselves damages, not by a judge or jury, totally in secret. Man, this is, it says Consortium, founded by the late investigative reporter Robert Perry, has been critical of NATO and the Pentagon and a consistent source of skeptical reporting about Russiagate, as well as one of just a few outlets to regularly cover the Julian Assange case with any sympathy for the accused. So, there you go. You know, as we saw with Canada, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You have to understand, one of the biggest problems with America is U.S. citizens often fail to pay attention to what's going on in the world. You need to watch world news. What happened in Canada with the trucker convoy with Trudeau and what was it? Not just PayPal, but it was GoFundMe. Okay, shutting down donations and keeping the money, by the way, right? Look, that's coming here to America. Now, you see what PayPal is doing. Do you hear this in the news? Do you hear this in the mainstream media? No. You don't hear this in the mainstream media. Of course not. At some point, this is why they want everything to go digital, right? At some point, they're just going to start wiping bank accounts, man. You spoke about something or your neighbor reported you to us and stated that you support, let's say, Russia, right? Okay, so now we're taking away your funds. We have the right to do that. At some point, we're going to get, that's where we're heading. This is why they want everything digital. And we're too late. We're too far gone. We've pretty much become a cashless society to a certain degree. we've become dependent on everything being digitalized, right? And at some point, you know, because the more power they grab, the more power they're able to seize, they're just going to say, look, your Twitter account is being monitored. We saw what you were tweeting. And not just Twitter. It could be Getter. It could be Telegram. It could be whatever. Gab. We've been looking at what you were, your conversations on social media, and we determined that you are a threat to national security. And we seize your account. That sounds crazy, right? You have to remember, we're just in the beginning stages. You have to think. You give them an inch, they're going to take the mile. We're just in the beginning stages, man. And I'm telling you, by 2025, you won't know what country you're living in. Welcome to the new normal, ladies and gentlemen. Things will never go back to the way it was. Just coming from the Daily Caller, California may deploy water cops to crack down on residents ignoring Newsom's conservation plea. Valley Water Board in Santa Clara County, California, right, proposed the creation of an enforcement program to find those who waste water, according to a Wednesday statement. It says here, quote, to help us achieve our goal, for the first time in our history, Valley Water is considering adoption of an enforcement program that could find those who waste water, said Valley Water Board Chair Pro Tim John L. Varela. I think that's how you say his name, Varela. In the press release, that's what he said. It says here, quote, we do not take this lightly, but we want everyone to know that we are in a very serious drought emergency and we must all take immediate action to protect what little water we have. Now, problem, reaction, solution. Like I said before, they are creating every single one of these crises that you're seeing, water, food, and everything else. It's on purpose. It's all on purpose. It's all about design. Nothing is accidental nor coincidental. This is the Great Reset. This is what you're living through. And it's going to get worse. Now, the thing is, you must understand that in order for you to, for the elite, I should say, in order for the elite to achieve their goals, okay, they must cripple all nations. In order for them to come under the United Nations and the dictatorship of the United Nations, NATO, and everything else, they don't want a United States. They want a United Nations. They want a global governance, right? A world governance. So the attack on the supply chain, food chain, these food plants that are being destroyed, this is all done to collapse society, right? So you're going to start seeing things like this, what you're seeing in California with these water cops that go around and find people if they determine that they're wasting water. Now, I'm not in favor of people wasting water, but that's not the point. They create the problem. The people react to it, and the same people that created the problem come with the solution. That's the game that they play. That's they're creating a food shortage on purpose so that they can bring in their I guess you can say their, what do you want to call them? Their food monitors, their food police, right? Because at the end of the day, they want you to eat bugs, right? They want you to They want you to eat genetically engineered food. You know, they want you to eat beyond meat. They don't want you eating real food, right? They want to replace real food with this crap that Bill Gates got going on. It's beyond meat and plant-based crap that's not really plant-based. This is what they're doing. It's by design. It's on purpose. And their excuse for it is that the world is overpopulated. It's too many people. It's not enough food to go around. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is buying up farmland. Now, I know I'm going off topic, but this is all related in a way, in a roundabout way, because, again, this is just a test run. This water police that they're talking about having in California, these are just the beginnings of sorrows. This is a test run, okay? They throw these ideas out there to see how people will react to it. They collect the data. They see what people are saying, and they see if people will go along with it. And then when they feel like they've got the green light, that's when they go ahead and enforce their draconian laws and their mandates. All right? So if you're living in a liberal or a state that's ran by Democrats, more than likely, you know, you're going to start seeing some draconian measures really being put into place, I would say, by early 2023. They are moving full speed ahead. You got to remember, it's Agenda 2030. We are in 2022. Okay? They want this to be in place. They want this country fully destroyed or collapsed, let's say, and they don't want the United States to remain a dominant superpower where the people have a say in anything. No, they want it underneath. They want the United States to come underneath the power and the control of the UN completely. And some people may argue and say, well, it already is. To a certain extent, yes, but then no at the same time. Why? Because you still have something called right to bear arms, and people will fight back if pushed in that direction. That's why the globalists with their mainstream media, they'll talk big, but then they'll push to a certain point, but then they'll ease off. Why? Because they don't really want the people to completely revolt. They don't want a complete revolt. What they want is they want to push as much of their agenda, impose as much of their agenda as they possibly can without a complete, but without people going into complete rebellion. All right. So they have to maintain this narrative that they're doing these things for our own good. So they come speaking peaceably. No, we're doing it to save humanity. We're doing it to save Mother Earth. Right. I honestly believe, I'm going to tell you my honest opinion, right? I believe by the year, if this is 2022, I believe by 2025, we will be seeing, I believe we'll be seeing, what do you call them? I guess you can say they're climate police throughout the world. And it will be here in the United States as well. I can't see us going into like 2027 without there being some kind of major climate disaster that will trigger the climate police. I just can't see it. I can't see it. Not when they've got to the point where they will openly tell you what their goals are. There used to be a time when they were hiding, right? They are openly telling you, you're going to own nothing and you're going to love it. It's not just Klaus Schwab that's saying it. Everyone loves to talk about Klaus Schwab. It's not just him. All of these globalists, from Bill Gates to Schwab himself, they're all saying the same thing. They're all lockstep on one accord. The mainstream minions is what I meant to say. They're all on board with this. The so-called deep state, they're all on board with this. They're not hiding it anymore. They feel like they've got the public dumbed down to the point where they will go along with it. All right? And they feel like the people that are awake, as long as they can cut off your voice, they don't have to worry about you. You can just be looked at as the crazy prepper. Right? Oh, look at this guy. He's stocking up food. He's crazy. He's nuts. You know? He must be one of these QAnon guys. That's what they'll do with you, right? I believe that at least by 2025, and I really expect it to be a lot sooner, we will have water police, food police, all right, climate police. I guarantee you they're going to open up a police unit, police force for all three of those things. Why? Agenda 2030. You will own nothing and you will love it. You will eat bugs, okay? You will learn to eat bugs and you will love it. Period. Water will be rationed. Just like what's happening in Shanghai, okay, where these people are stuck in their high rises having to beg for food, that's where they want you. If you want to know what the future of this country look like, unless people wake up real fast, look at Shanghai. Look at what's happening in Shanghai, and that's where they want the United States of America to be, just like China. Even closer to a cashless society, completely cashless. I didn't see this anywhere in many publications, but this is from my own website here. Fenway Park goes cashless. Globalist agenda on display. It says here, yet another conspiracy theory is proven to be true. After years of speculation and rumors of the secret cabal crashing economies to bring about a cashless society, we see the first sign of this becoming a reality here in the United States. It says in April, one of America's most beloved baseball parks, Fenway Park in Boston, announced that fans would no longer be able to pay with cash at any ballpark's concession stands. People are reacting to it on social media. They're a little bit pissed off about it. They might as well get used to it because, again, these are just the beginnings of sorrows. They are just in test mode. They're in beta mode. So they start with, you know, ballparks, Fenway Park, one of the most beloved ballparks in all of baseball. You start there. See, this is how they introduce you to this new normal. They get you used to it. They don't just do it all at once. They get you used to it. They work you into it. Next thing you know, everywhere you go, it's going to be completely cashless. All right. This one person writes on Twitter, cashless Fenway Park, how lame. Why does society allow this to be the norm? Well, that's a good question. It's because people are stupid. People are idiots. People think it's cool and trendy to not use cash. It's convenient. It's safe. That's why they like the whole idea of contactless transactions. You know, I see it even in the metro here in D.C. They got all these boards up, these signs up that says contactless this, contactless that. They don't want human beings interacting with each other. Why? Because that takes away the, I guess, the empathy that you would have for your fellow man. All right. It says, why does everyone hate cash? Again, people are pissed off on social media. It says they wanted restaurants. They watched restaurants go through the migration. And it will also speed up service for fans. Lies, such lies. What migration? We all love cash. This will be pure agony. Yeah, man. This person understands it, but then, you know, unfortunately, you know, people like this guy here, Michael Moxley, and myself, we're like dinosaurs. People that can actually think for themselves independently, that like has an independent mindset and can actually think, we're dinosaurs. We're dying out. CBS Boston says here, Attorney General Mara Healey says her office is taking a closer look at the switch and payment methods. Says here, quote, I know it's a problem because not everybody has moved to plastic. Now Fenway's got a system that they're putting cash on cards. But the question is whether that really is equitable and fair to people, Healy said. So anyway, it's just another test run, beta run. See how people will react. This is how the deep state operates. Everything's a test. We are in beta mode. I said it from the beginning of the pandemic. This is not it. Everyone was running around, oh my God, the world's going to come down. I said, no, it's not coming to an end. You're in beta. They're just testing. Agenda 21 turned into Agenda 2030. They were just testing to see how people will react. And the pandemic served multiple, there were multiple goals that they reached. They were able to cripple the middle class, demonize the, I guess you can say the conservatives, right? Oh, January the 6th, you know, paint everyone that's against their agenda as an insurrectionist. You know, didn't the FBI state that parents that go and protest or listen in at the school boards are deemed a threat? You see what they've been able to accomplish through all this? So you want me to talk about Elon Musk? The hell with Elon Musk, the hell with Twitter. What does that mean? I see conservatives running around talking, you know, they're clapping and cheering. Yeah, we got Elon Musk. He's going to save us. While they're destroying food plants. Openly telling you, we're creating a system where unless you obey your higher-ups, because they see themselves as your gods and your higher-ups, your superiors, unless you obey us, you won't be able to buy or sell. And everything's going to go fully digital. And the moment, just like in China, you know, you have the social credit score system, and they're openly talking about bringing that here to America, some multiple publications, and they're talking about how it's a good thing and how wonderful it is. Just like in China, if you say the wrong thing about the government, you will be disappeared or they will just completely cut your funds. So welcome to the new normal. going to report on this just in case you may have missed it. This is an article from April 28th of this year from the Washington Examiner. Indiana Attorney General files lawsuit against Black Lives Matter. Says Indiana Attorney General Todd Rakita filed a lawsuit this week against National Black Lives Matter charity for failing to fork over information about his finances. The lawsuit is part of an investigation Rakita launched against Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation in February that is seeking to determine whether the embattled charity violated Indiana state law by deceiving donors and misapplying its assets. Says here, quote, protecting Indiana consumers from this house of cards is critical, Rakita said in a statement Thursday. There are concerning patterns of behavior from this organization, and we will do what it takes, including this lawsuit, to get to the bottom of it. Says the foundation claimed to have raised $90 million in 2020 in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing, but the charity has yet to file an IRS Form 990 disclosing what it did with the funds. Now, it's been all this controversy about the $6 million house. Patrice Cullors, one of the founding members of Black Lives Matter, has, you know, she's been called out and criticized for buying homes and putting up walls or fencing around her homes. And she actually retired after being called out. Matter of fact, there's another group, forget what it's called, I think it's called BLM 10X or something like that. And it's an anti-Black Lives Matter group. And that's because of the fraud that has gone on with Black Lives Matter. They weren't giving no money to the families of these victims or whatever, whether you want to call some of these people victims is up to you. However, a lot of people have woken up and they figured out that this is nothing but another fraud, another George Soros front group, just like Antifa. They were mainly designed to start riots, just like Antifa, foot soldiers for the deep state. And a lot of people are finding out, you know, or they discovered that this is a just that, a deep state front group. Okay, just another deep state front group. And a lot of people are regretting, from what I see, a lot of people are regretting that they even got involved with Black Lives Matter. However, you're not going to see that on mainstream media at all. I'm pretty sure that this coming midterms, they will try to start another race war. There'll be some kind of stage event, okay? And they're going to do their best to roll out Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The dum-dums will still fall for it. But I think a lot of people are waking up. There's a lot of stupid people, but a lot of people are waking up at the same time. So it's, you know, take the good with the bad. Says here, let's get back to the article. It says the charity was exposed in early April for trying to conceal its cash purchase of a $6 million Los Angeles mansion with donor funds in October of 2020, which a watchdog group alleged could be a violation of IRS charity laws. The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation has also yet to announce publicly who has been in charge of the charity since its co-founder, Patrice Cullors, resigned in May of 2021 amid the purchase. Look, she served her purpose. All right. She's openly admitted that BLM is a Marxist group. The founders of BLM are openly Marxists, and they want to destroy the nuclear black family. So, there you have it, man. There you have it. Black Lives Matter means that black lives don't matter. They want to destroy the black nuclear family. And, you know, that's already happened anyway. The globalists have already destroyed the black community, pumping drugs into the neighborhood, putting up these drug dealer rappers to brag about selling drugs and making that the trend. And, you know, they've set up the welfare state to take the father out the home. They've already destroyed the black community as it is. So Black Lives Matter is here, you know, to keep that system in place. All right. So anyways, a lot of people are waking up to them. Let me see if there's more to this article here. It says here, however, the group did disclose in filings to California and New Mexico in February that Bill and Hillary Clinton insider Manyon Moore and the law firm run by Democratic lawyer Mark Elias had taken up key roles with the charity. Yeah, so there you go. Now you link Black Lives Matter back to the Clintons. Of course. Of course. Why not? Are we surprised? No. And in February, the foundation shut off its ability to raise funds amid legal threats from California and Washington over its lack of financial and operational transparency. Yeah, man. So all of that protesting, all of those donations, where did it go? Where did the money go? Is anybody asking? You know how much money was? I can't even remember the exact dollar amount. Do you know how much money was raised? Especially for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, but especially for George Floyd during the George Floyd. Do you know how much money was raised? Where is that money going? Tell you where it's going. It's going to the Clintons. It's going to the Clintons and the DNC. Yeah, man. The deep state continues to roll out these fraudulent front groups. And people continue to put themselves in a trick bag. They play on your emotions. They get you all worked up and upset. This is what they do. This is what they do. And I'm very interested, and I just want to say this right quick. I'm interested to see, because I know what they're going to do. I know what the deep state is going to do. I could tell just from this abortion rights debacle. I can tell that they are prepping for the midterms, okay? I expect holy hell to be unleashed around September, early October, before the midterms, because they know that they're about to get absolutely destroyed. And they're going to have to cheat like they've never cheated before. And I don't even get into elections and all. I don't even care about it. Because most of these Republicans are nothing but deep state operatives anyway. However, their feet are held to the fire by the conservative base more than the Democrats are. In other words, the Democrats can get away with a lot more because their base, the liberal base, is just absolutely stupid. Dumb, uninformed. You know, everything is about emotions and feelings with them. So they don't have a clue. So even if you have deep state puppets, rhinos, it's still one step up from having a damn Democrat in there, because they're not held accountable for nothing, not by the liberal base or the mainstream media. So they can get away with a whole lot with a Democrat in office. So I expect BLM, whatever's left of it, I don't think they're going to get the support that they got before, nowhere near it. But I expect BLM and Antifa to act, I mean, to just completely act up and try to start as much chaos they possibly can around September and October. It's going to get nasty. If I'm wrong on this, I will be shocked. All you have to do is look at what's going on with the abortion rights mess. They already have this in place. And it's just May.